And though we just ended our series on social workers in the region, there was an announcement that took place in Bentonville Friday that will have an impact on many social workers, not just here, but throughout the country. In front of several dozen people, a $500,000 lead gift for the National Child Protection Training Center facility on the campus of Northwest Arkansas Community College was revealed Friday. The center will not just collaborate with social workers, but with people in education, law, and medicine to work toward an ambitious goal of ending child abuse. The Bentonville location will be the southern regional branch of the NCPTC, which has headquarters in Winona, Minnesota. Friday's half-million-dollar gift from the Walmart Foundation will be directed toward a $3.25 million fundraising goal for the renovation of a building on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus that will become a complete training facility to help those who identify, investigate, and prosecute child abuse cases. Dr. Becky Panites, the president of NWACC, says the lead gift, and others announced recently, add up to about $700,000 raised so far.
And the $3.5 million includes not only the renovation, but some operation costs. And so, frankly, Kyle, what we're trying to do is we're trying to determine what the renovation costs are going to be. As soon as we get close to that magic number, we're going to go. We need that facility yesterday. We anticipate 6 to 9 months for renovation. So there's a sense of urgency. I was telling somebody earlier, we're doing the training here. We've been doing it for a couple of years, but we need the facility so we can expand the training and have state-of-the-art facilities. So we think this is the start of momentum to get that facility done.
The completed facility will include practice courtrooms and forensic interview rooms. The training offered at the center ranges from courses on investigation and litigation of civil child protection cases to child abuse in the law to interviewing teenage victims of abuse. The National Child Protection Training Center is an extension of a belief of its founder, Victor Veith, that child abuse can be ended in 3 generations' time. Friday, he said his plan was inspired by another bold attempt that fell a bit short.
Actually, there was a pediatrician in San Diego, California in 1999 published an article arguing we could end child abuse over the course of a century, tried to mobilize the country. It fell apart. It didn't work. And I had a conversation with him after the movement failed. And I said, what went wrong? And he said, we were a Edsel with a flat. We couldn't think outside the box. We couldn't think, where should we go next? So we began to sketch out what that might look like. And I was in Mississippi on a panel discussion, and an elderly social worker said, is there any hope? Could we end child abuse? And I said, I think David Chadwick had it right. We could do it. It wouldn't be that hard. And here's some things we'd have to address. And you could have heard a pin drop, and people emailed, called, wrote, and said, you need to put that into a paper. And from there, it kind of took on a life of its own. Today, there are 200 national organizations that are partnering with us, part of a collaboration called the National Partnership to End Interpersonal Violence, with the goal of one day ending child abuse. We may not literally achieve that, but it has to be our goal. If you look throughout history, it's the lofty goals that make the biggest difference. The goal of the Civil Rights Movement was not the Voting Rights Act or the Civil Rights Act. It was to end all bigotry for all time. That's what Martin Luther King said on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. We never achieved that, but because the bar was set so high, we ended up with all of those things, and we ended up in a country where you could even elect an African-American as president. So it's the lofty goals that make the biggest difference, and our goal is appropriately lofty.
A major component of the NCPTC's plan is an emphasis on an interdisciplinary, multi-jurisdiction approach to combating child abuse. Victor Veith says too often, professionals working closest with victims of child abuse say they feel as if they're working alone. Detective David Williams with the Fayetteville Police Department was at the announcement Friday, and he says he's a firm believer in the approach the center takes.
I really do like the fact that it calls for multi-year, multi-jurisdiction, and multi-generational commitment. Because this isn't something that we solve in 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. This is going to be generational. We know that because these kids that are battered often grow up to become the batterers. And so if we can short-circuit it now in this generation, then the next generation has more hope, and then the third generation out certainly has a better chance of not having to see some of the things that we're seeing. It will just be a cultural shift. And so that's what he's calling for. Do I think that we'll 100% eradicate child abuse? Well, maybe not. But do I think we can make this significant blow to where it becomes so unusual that people will be surprised by it? Yes. Because right now we're not so surprised anymore. You know, 1,200 plus cases in Washington, Benton County last year alone, and that's the ones we know of. That's tip of the iceberg stuff, because so many are not reported. So this calls for training across the board, not just law enforcement, but we're talking about professionals in education. We're talking about professionals in medical and mental health care provision, certainly academia, law enforcement, prosecutors, judges, across the board. Everyone gets trained, I hate to use the cliche, but the same sheet of music, so that we all know where we're coming from, we all know why it's important, why we got to report it, why we got to investigate it, and how we treat it aggressively so that it goes away. And the other thing is, and the part I really like, is because of all this training, we're going to have more people reporting it. We're going to have more boots on the ground that are trained to handle it. And so we won't have those children falling through the cracks that do sometimes right now. And those are the most tragic, the ones that have been living it for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and they've run across a teacher or a counselor or someone in the religious community or in law enforcement, and nobody did anything. They fell through the cracks. Well, that can't happen. So this calls for making sure that never happens. And that starts with training, and then it goes on to collaboration, and then it blossoms from there. I love this plan.
That's Detective David Williams speaking Friday at the announcement of a $500,000 lead gift from the Walmart Foundation to support the renovation of a building on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus to serve as the regional training facility for the National Child Protection Training Center. Eventually, the NCPTC plans to have 4 regional centers that will work in conjunction with the headquarters in Minnesota. This is Ozarks at Large.